الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Before we begin our kitab, because we have a few days left before Dhul Hijjah begins, and just a muzakara in regards to Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which are regarded as the most virtuous days in the entire year. The most virtuous nights are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. They're the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees so many souls in the fire of Jahannam. Then Laylatul Qadr also in the odd nights. We look for the Laylatul Qadr. So those are the best nights in the year. And the best days in the year are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. On those 10 days will come Yawm Arafah. On the 9th, on the 8th, the Hajj leaves for Mina. On the 9th is in Arafah. 10 days Yawm Eid al-Adha. So the day of Qurban, Allah loves that day. When the Iraqat with them, when animals have been sacrificed in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these 10 days are very, very virtuous days. As our beloved Shaykh Azmawan Abdul Hamid Sahib, the Barakatuh, says also that there is season for everything. There's business season, fishing season, sports season, football season. People go mad. Now the season that we have here in Durban, the sardines run. Our people, how they run for the sardines also. So all the seasons come in a year, people go crazy, whatever department, which hobby they take to, their mind just goes, there's nothing else, and the family is also, no, they don't trouble him now. Well, the woman have their seasons, whatever it may be, some wedding is coming. They tell the husband beforehand, the whole week, don't look for us, we're gone. One night is Mehndi night, one night is some other night, whether it's Sharia compliant, non-Sharia compliant, we'll talk about it later. But now we already set, the menu is set, the venue is set, and the dress code also is set. So you just fit the bill. Everybody's gone mad. And then what they'll say also, don't make the house like a janaza house. It's a wedding house. Now we're going to be so strict. But comes Dhul Hijjah now, now's the time also to go mad. 10 best days of the year, Ya Allah. How much I can get from Allah? Allah, you want to give so much in these days to Allah Ta'ala. There's no need for Allah Ta'ala to give these 10 days also. There's no benefit for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala whatsoever. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كِبْرِيَاءُ And majesty belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the skies and the earth. Allah doesn't need our ibadat. Malaika, there are plenty to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's for our benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bring us closer to Him. So these 10 days are very, very important days. And how Hazrat mentions also that that person who doesn't take benefit of these 10 days, what a loss it is. What a loss, like as it says also, like the person entered into the month of Ramadan, and the entire month he didn't read Quran Sharif. So what kind of Ramadan that was? He didn't open Quran Sharif also? Whereas Ramadan was, Sahur Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ Ramadan we celebrate by reciting Quran Sharif. That is the main thing of Ramadan, is to read Quran Sharif, to listen to Quran Sharif in Taraweeh, in Tahajjud Namaz, is Quran day and night. Oh, Hazrat said the person goes to Makkah al-Mukarrama, but never goes to the Haram Sharif. What you did? All day sitting in the hotel, enjoying the hotel. Oh, I went to Haram, didn't make tawaf. But you didn't make tawaf. I was reading Quran Sharif. But in Haram of Makkah, you make tawaf. How you didn't make tawaf? So I didn't know the virtue of it. I don't know Quran is the best thing to do. Quran is revealed in Makkah Sharif. Tawaf is the only place in the world. In the Haram of Makkah, person goes to Madinah Munawwara, he didn't go to the Rawdah. So died in the last step in the back. Why? Too much traffic, I'm going to get out quickly. But you didn't go to the Rawda. We didn't see the Rawda Sharifa. You didn't go make Salat and Salam. So, this is in the same way, the 10 days will come, person doesn't even take note of it. That you read third kalima, so much of reward for third kalima. Now we take it for granted. Third kalima, we're reading Gush only. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Then we can add, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. But the basic Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, sufficient. So much of reward for one kalima. So these 10 days is for this wazifa. The day of Arafah is the fourth kalima, the ninth. So usually we say 10 days, but in reality it's 9 days, but they call it the 10 days. Wa layalin ashur, in Surah Al-Fajr. So many virtues for these 10 days, the virtue for keeping roza also, now it's so easy to keep fast. Just about 12 hours fasting it is. Very easy, and the weather is also so munasib and so suitable to keep roza, you really don't feel anything. So to keep the roza and then to make the biha the entire day, third kalima, Hazrat says we can't recite the whole day, at least 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, doesn't take long, third kalima. So read a few virtues of the month or the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So here is mentioned among the special seasons of worship are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred over all the other days of the year. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are no days in which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. Whatever good a'mal we do, Allah loves those a'mal, most beloved to Allah. So what's the intention? Ya Allah, make me your beloved also. I become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I've got everything. I lift my hands, Allah ta'ala will give me. When Allah begins to love me, subhanallah, then Allah overlooks all the faults, all the defects, all the shortcomings. Allah ta'ala keeps us in His rahmat and close to Him. So these 10 days are the a'mal most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, not even jihad for the sake of Allah. To them there were so many rewards for jihad. That was the ultimate, to lay down my life in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakim Sahib rahimullah would say, once he mentioned, that abhi ek ilmi azim ata hui. Right now Allah ta'ala gave me something great of knowledge that has come into my heart. Then he explained to those that are sitting in the majlis, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum wanted to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala their real love and loyalty. But they understood you can't do it with pen and paper, impossible. We can write all the ash'ar and all the poetry, how we love Allah and how we love Allah. All that will come to an end. The pens will dry up, the ink will dry up, the pages will get finished also, but it'll never be enough. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum came into their heart, the only way to express to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our loyalty and our ishq, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. So Hakim Sahib rahimullah would say, these are Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They didn't just have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had intense love. It was intense. It was absolutely intense in their heart. They had to express it. On his person, he loves his family or he loves his wife, but the wife has to ask him, you really love me? He said, why you doubt me? But he won't say it. But he'll counter, ilzami jawab. He'll counter, answer it. But he won't express it. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they wanted to express it. Ya Allah, how can we show you this? It was brimming. It was overflowing. So, Ya Allah, which avenue can we? And we find our Shaykh also. How they're looking? Ya Allah, where we can strike it? There's something we'll do, Ya Allah. You love us for it. That we'll gain your muhabbat. You'll pull us towards you. They're looking all the time for amal to score. Make more intentions. Make more niyats. Read your nafil namazes. And add on more intentions over there. Make niyats for isale sawab also. Where are they thinking? The Hazrat mentioned also, who would think of making isale sawab? For Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. The first wife of Nabi Ali, we just forgot. The Aisha Rana is there. The Khadija radiallahu anha, say, make sawab for her also, send it to her. How happy Nabi Ali salatu salam will become. That he even thought of my Khadija also. So how are they looking for something just to win the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So for Sahaba radiallahu anhum, jihad is the biggest thing to give life. So, Ya Allah, how do we show you this intense love? Then, when they heard the virtues of laying down their life, they say the only way to write the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not with the ink of the pens, but with the blood of our bodies. We'll spill our blood and humanity will write our history till Qiyamah. Look at Sahaba. How they laid down their lives. They didn't have to write with the pens and ash'ar and poetry. They became the poetry itself. They became the ash'ar. They became the pens. They became the pages. They became the ink. And how you see the battle of Uhud. Malik bin Sinan radiallahu anhu, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, how they were here and there protecting Nabi Ali salatu alayhi wa sallam, Sayba bint Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anha, and her son also, the Zayd, the Abdullah, and how from here to there, mother and son protecting Nabi Ali salatu alayhi wa sallam, telling the son, quickly run there, protect Nabi of Allah. Then I'll go this side, how many wounds on her body before she passed? More than 50 wounds, cuts on her body. How they showed their love and dedication to the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the ultimate, to give life in the path of Allah, and it was so sweet for them. It was so sweet for them, and how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also, how I wish that I be martyred in the path of Allah, uqtala, thumma uhya, then I'm given life, then my life is taken again, then given life again, then taken again. What sweetness they found, Ya Allah, to lay our down, Later on our life, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how can there be anything more virtuous than jihad? Yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, these 10 days of Zulhijjah, there's no amal more virtuous than what is done in this first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Sahaba and ask, Ya Rasulullah, what about jihad fi sabilillah? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, not even jihad for the sake of Allah. Even that will match the amal. Even that will not match the amal that you do on this 10 days of Zulhijjah. Imagine somebody says now, if you can secure this product for these 10 days, oh, your year is done. Or if you can invest in these 10 days, you are set for life. Oh, who'll sleep then? But only it's open that time only. When we get that, 50 rand ticket, or 20 rand ticket for Safir. You got the computer on the whole day looking at it. Oh, just as a secretary, just check the screen only. Get the ticket there. So Imam Sahaba Ikram, how they must, it's 10 days. Something is going to happen over here. So Allah Ta'ala give us that hirs and that greed, the way we can also maximize these days, which will start possibly on Thursday. Right? Beside the moon on Wednesday after Maghrib, then first Dhul Hijjah will begin already. So not even jihad for the sake of Allah, except in the case of a man who went out to fight, to make jihad, giving himself and his wealth up for the cause and came back with nothing. Sword broke, shield broke, everything. And he came back with nothing. He invested everything in the path of Allah. Then, yes, he may be more virtuous. But besides that, the person who engages in amal in these 10 days, for him now is the reward even more for striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah also reported that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, there is no deed more precious in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no greater in reward than a good deed than during the 10 days of sacrifice that is qurbani. He was asked, not even jihad for the sake of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, not even jihad for the sake of Allah, except in the case of a man who went out to fight, giving himself and his wealth up for the cause and came back with nothing. Then he might match the person engaged in amal. So all this shows that these ahadith and others indicate that these 10 days are better than all other days of the year, with no exceptions, not even the last 10 days of Ramadan. Talking about the days. The last 10 nights of Ramadan are the most virtuous. These are the first 10 days are the most virtuous. But the last 10 nights of Ramadan are better because they include Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, which is better than 1,000 months. Then here also, why is the reason behind the virtues of these 10 days? What is a virtue? One is now, Hajj already begins. And this is the pinnacle and the climax of the Islamic calendar. We come into the end of the year finally. And also Ashur al-Hurum, the sacred months, which are four in a year, you go Zulhijjah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran Sharif takes an oath in Surah Al-Fajr, Wal-Fajr, Wal-Ayalin Ashr. Allah ta'ala takes an oath by these nights. When Allah ta'ala takes a qasam, it's an indication of its importance and great benefit. When Allah says qasam, how you say qasam? I promise you, listen to me. Allah is saying, I take a qasam. Allah doesn't have to take a qasam. When Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, He is trying to emphasize in our minds. Our minds are so puny, what we understand also. But understand, there's so much over here right now. Even if you take and you take, it still won't be enough. You can still take more than that. As Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, Rahimahullah, it's such an ocean that has no short rate. Take how much you want. The ma'rifat of Allah, the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it shows a great importance and great benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the tafsir, the meaning of these ayat, by the dawn wal fajr, by the qasam of fajr of dawn, by the 10 nights wal ayalin ashr, and qasam by the 10 nights. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah bin Zubair, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, and other mufassirin, they say this refers to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. This qasam Allah ta'ala takes the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and Ibn Kathir also says that this is the correct view and opinion. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam testified that these are the best days of this world, as we have already quoted above from the different ahadith. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged people to do righteous deeds because of the virtue of the season for people throughout the world, and also because of the virtue of the place, that is for the Hujjaj, they are Baytullah. Those are a day Mubarak to them. Every amal times 100,000. Madinah Munawwara times 50,000. Those in Aqsa Sharif, there 1,000. So So there is multiplied. But our hearts are there also. Hazrat says the heart should be there right now with the Hujjaj, what they must be doing now. They're going to Baytullah, they're going to the Radha Mubarak, now they're going to Makkah Mukarramah. This is a Iman. This is a quality of Iman where the heart is there by the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam commanded us to recite a lot of Tasbih, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. During this time, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah reported that Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, there are no deeds greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in which righteous deeds and a'mal are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days. So during this time, recite a great amount of tahleel, La ilaha illallah, takbir, Allahu Akbar, and tahmeed, Alhamdulillah. As much as we can. He read, wa kalima la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. These 10 days also include Yom Arafah, the day of Arafah, the night of Dhul Hijjah, on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected his deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. This ayat is revealed on the day of Jumu'ah in Arafah. Allah ta'ala says his deen is completed, perfected. And I'm happy for you that you follow this deen of Islam. So fasting on the day of Arafah will cause a person's sins to be forgiven for 2 years. 2 years sins are forgiven. Just for one day roza. You can imagine now the magnitude of one roza, ya Allah. 2 years sins are forgiven, wiped out. Just to keep one day of roza only, one day of fasting. These days also include Yomun Nahar, the day of Qurbani, the greatest day of the entire year, the greatest day of Hajj, which combines acts of ibadah in a way unlike any other way, any other day. So you have the day of Qurbani and you also have the day of Hajj. And also the reward for keeping fast during these days. Person keeps roza for the 9 days. For every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him the fasting of one complete year. So the 8 days already, you got 8 days, 8 years. 8 years reward of fasting. And Yom Arafah, there's 2 years. So we can imagine now what Allah Ta'ala wants to give you. On one day you're working and the boss is paying you for one whole year. For one day. This 9 days, you're getting almost 10, 11 years of full salary. Ya Allah is getting even more there. Allah yudha'ifu limay yasha. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wishes, Allah Ta'ala just multiplies it. Multiplies it as much as he wants to Allah Ta'ala, depending on your ikhlas, sincerity. And the day of Qurbani, the reward for Qurbani, that inshallah also we will do it as we come to the inshallah. Then Hazrat says on these days one is to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spend in the path of Allah, that is multiplied also. Then salatu tasbih, that also we can do. We have qaza namaz, qaza roza also. So all this can be started now in these 10 days. We can make the intention. Qaza roza, well, that has to be a farz roza. That you can't add on a nafil to that. It has to be separate altogether. So this is the season Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then comes the takbir al-tashriq also will start, which is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read after the farz namaz. So as you can see, these days are full of virtue. One is the Hajj, one is the Qurbani, the day of Arafah. And Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on these days. Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to maximize our a'mal during these days, inshallah.